A wave of layoffs in 2022, which left thousands of Canadian workers jobless, is continuing this year as recession predictions loom and the tech sector downturn deepens. These are the companies which have said goodbye to Canadian workers so far this year. Absolute Software Corp. The Vancouver-based security software company said it would cut about 40 jobs as part of an April restructuring plan to reduce its operating expenses. Benevity. The Calgary-based company which creates charity-centric software revealed plans to slash its team by 14%, leaving 137 workers without a job in January. Best Buy. The consumer electronics retailer said it would be reducing its workforce by 0.7%, estimated to be about 700 employees, in January. Canopy Growth Corp. The Smiths Falls, Ont. Cannabis company announced plans to shed 800 staff, 35% of its workforce, in February in an effort to help the business reach profitability. Cineplex Inc. The theater chain says it laid off about 30 workers in February because the state of box office recovery isn't where we or the industry expected it to be. Clearco. Michelle Romano's e-commerce investing business said goodbye to 25% of its workforce in January as the Dragon's Den star departed her chief executive role. The company previously laid off 125 employees from its 500-person workforce in July and then 60 in August. Clutch. The online car retailer reduced its team from 231 to 81 people in January with its chief executive Dan Park citing a challenging microeconomic environment. Lightspeed Commerce Inc. The Montreal e-commerce software business laid off 300 workers, about 10% of its headcount, in January with most of the coming from management. The company said the move is meant to help it unify several businesses it recently acquired and already has plans to hire between 150 and 200 more staff. Google. Canadian Google employees affected by a 12,000-person cut the tech Goliath announced in mid-January started being informed of their termination in early February. Hootsuite Inc. The Vancouver social media technology company cut 7% of its staff. About 70 people, in its third job cut in the last year. Hudson's Bay Company, the department store chain said it was letting go of 2% of its corporate workforce, estimated to be about 250 employees, in January. The roles were concentrated at the Bay and Hudson's Bay, the retailer's online and brick-and-mortar operations, and meant to help it navigate significant external pressures. Meta Platforms Inc. The company behind Facebook and Instagram announced in mid-March that it would lay off 10,000 people and cease hiring for 5,000 roles as the firm embarks on a year of efficiency. The company had laid off 13% or 11,000 workers in November 2022. Nordstrom. The Seattle department store chain announced in early March that it would close all of its Canadian stores, leaving 2,500 staff unemployed. Postmedia Network Corp. Sources told the Canadian Press in January that the newspaper publisher behind publications like the National Post, Vancouver Sun and Calgary Herald would lay off 11% of its editorial staff. Days later, Union said the company had cut more than 75 jobs by outsourcing the printing and inserting of the Windsor Star. Thinkific Labs Inc. The Vancouver education technology company culled 76 jobs from its workforce in January with chief executive Greg Smith saying it was a necessary move to reach profitability. Vertical Scope. The Toronto-based technology company owned by the company that bought Torstar Corp. said in February that it was laying off around 60 employees, or 22% of the company's workforce, to help it navigate the current economic environment. This report by the Canadian Press was first published April 6, 2023. Companies in this story, TSX, Weed, TSX, Elaspidi, TSX, Fora, TSX, CGX. Tara Deschamps, the Canadian Press.